There are all the ingredients for a good meal and a good time. Top-of-the-line food and world-class chefs make for an unforgettable dinner. While a night out means a special evening for a close group of friends. It was a memorable night at Crave in downtown Minneapolis this week for seven Viking significant others. The ladies all have a passion for cooking and got to learn firsthand the art of sushi rolling.
Tonight we are hosting an interactive sushi rolling class. It's really great for team building, and we do it for birthday parties, any kind of just team building retreats. So they'll be rolling three different sushi rolls. So basically we offer three different fun interactive classes. We do the sushi rolling, we do a dessert interactive. We also offer a mixology class, which is really fun. Our bartenders take the lead on this one. They kind of show everyone the tricks of the trade, play with a lot of different flavors, and ultimately they end up making a fun specialty cocktail at the end.
Crave is well known in the Twin Cities metro area for their fine dining, and their sushi generates plenty of interest among patrons each and every day at their five metro locations. But it wasn't just the sushi lesson or food which made this a great night. It was an opportunity to connect with fellow women who live the same lives as significant others of an NFL player.
You know, it's fun. It's a time for us to come out and relax and kind of get to know each other, because usually at the games, we either have family or our kids, and we're all kind of so busy and into the game and paying attention and seeing what's going on, if your husband's on offense or on defense, that you don't really get to hang out and kind of talk and catch up and see and get to know each other, really. So it's nice to come out, kind of interact with other moms or other new people on the team and stuff. So it's fun. It's a night to relax and enjoy each other's company and kind of lay back for a little bit. So it's fun.
It's great. We try to do that at least, you know, once a week, a couple times a week. We have some really good friends on the team that we try and make time to hang out with, you know, and go out, whether it's even to someone's house or just out to grab a bite to eat.
A night out with the girls is never a bad thing. I left the house, and Colin's feeding our kids and doing bath time, so I'll take that any night. We've got a great group of ladies on the team, and I love going out and getting to hear about all the other families and what everybody's been up to, so it's a lot of fun.
Most NFL players say they couldn't survive a football season without their support system at home. These ladies all know firsthand the physical and mental toll each of their men go through during a typical football season. They are the rock of support and provide the stability needed to care for the family and support the community.
Growing together and all our interests together, you know, it's obviously Everson and I first, we had to balance having a baby together, you know, and we're just planning a wedding and doing all that. You know, it's big things, with also his career, the pressure with all of that, and then also I graduated. So it's, you know, we're all just kind of growing together, learning together, but it's working out and it's good.
I love being married to Greg, just the person, but I think it's a perk to have the NFL title because we get to use that platform to reach so many others, especially with our foundation. Being able to connect with others and get involved in the community and, you know, educate the kids on exactly what it is he does and use that platform and push the things that are important to us. So I think that as a team coming together as husband and wife to do that, it reaches a lot more people, and I think that we totally use that to our advantage.
Their lives are a lot different than other people's, their careers. I mean, they don't really know what's going to happen the next week, especially for Kevin being on the practice squad. So just being there for him and knowing that we could be moving the next day and just him practicing really hard and trying to earn that next spot for him.
It's hard to define, I guess, a wife and a girlfriend, like the role that they play in the relationship, because you put yourself, as I'm an NFL wife, I'm an NFL girlfriend, you put yourself in a box. For me, my role with him and his relationship and living there, it's just being his best friend. You know, bringing that home atmosphere when he comes back to after games, because it's stressful. They are under a microscope. It can, you know, I guess without having that support system there, you know, that's what my role. Without having that there, that can stress him out a lot. So encouraging, that's my role, just to be an encourager to him.
These seven ladies are the perfect ingredient for helping to make a successful football player on and off the field. But this was a night to leave the football world behind and have an evening to themselves with a great meal and a great time.